The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While the people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself, then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins. He told them, gauge and trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him, sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. When he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. First came forward and said, sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, well done, good servant. You've been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. The second came and reported, your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. To the servant, too, he said, you take charge of 5 cities. The other servant came and said, sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief. For I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down. You harvest what you did not plant. Said to him, with your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down, and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in the bank? Then on my return, I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. They said to him, sir, he has 10 gold coins. Replied, I tell you, for everyone who has, more will be given. But for the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me to be their king, bring them here and slay them before me. After he said this, he proceeded on his journey up to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. Starting this week, we started to read the last book of the Bible. The Bible has 73 books. The first is Genesis, and the last is a book called Revelation, or if you like the Greek, Apocalypse. It's different than the other books in this sense. This book encapsulates past, present, and future. So there's no other book in the Bible that encapsulates all of time. And it's probably the most difficult book to interpret in the New Testament. In the sense that to understand it well, you have to understand the Old Testament somewhat. And it's not that you have to have a BA in English, but to understand the whole idea of metaphors, symbolism, alliteration, allegories. Having a little bit of literary background can be very useful in this sense. The past, it was written 2,000 years ago. The present, we're reading it right now. The future, because it makes prophecies of what's going to happen in the future. Amen? So it's, I find it to be, having a degree in English literature, I find this to be fascinating. It's right up, it's up my alley. But I find that every time I read it, I'm discovering new things that I really never understood before. So with your permission, I'll try to give you the symbolic interpretation, with your permission. It's a beautiful, beautiful glimpse of heaven. That's really what it is. Okay? It's a glimpse of heaven. It starts off with John, who has a vision. And he sees the door open to heaven. You could spend a whole hour just meditating upon that. The door open to heaven. Do you know that we have to be born three times? I know you say, I understand two times if you're a born-again Christian, right? We're born physically, right? We're born through baptism?
Yes.
But what about the death of the saints? They're born into heaven. Amen? You like that?
Amen.
we got to be born three times. Born physically, born through the waters of baptism, and born into heaven. Amen. So the door is open. And then John is contemplating this celestial scene. And no pun with the word celestial. It really is heavenly. What does he see? He sees in the center there is a throne. And the throne is where a king sits, or queen sits, right? Now sitting on this throne is the king. Were you paying attention to the symbolism? His throne is decorated with these beautiful jewels, emeralds, diamonds. And he's surrounded what, by a halo of light. And to announce him, you got a trumpet blast, and you can hear thunder and lightning. So the whole focal point, this is the whole focal point of this, is that king sitting on the throne in the middle. So if you're not properly focused, you have myopic spiritual vision, you're not going to understand it perfectly. Get your glasses on, okay? So he's surrounded by this light, it's like a halo. And that halo is symbolic of holiness. Now he's surrounded. Were you paying attention? There's another 24 thrones, but they're smaller. Who's sitting on the throne? These are these men that are dressed in a pure white tunic. And their thrones, they've got jewels also. What do they have on their head? You weren't paying attention. Is it, oh, one of those paper crowns you get at McDonald's? You ever see those cheap? No, it's a gold and real crown, right? Well, they've got it. It's glimmering. They say in Spanish, resplandeciente. It's glimmering. No? Okay, 24. I'm not very good at math, but that's 2 times 12, I think, right? What does that symbolize? It symbolizes the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles. Amen? So they're bringing together Old Testament and New Testament. Let's move on. Then you've got the living creatures. The four living creatures, if you go into the new church, right on the pulpit, you have those four living creatures that are etched into our pulpit. The four living creatures are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Bill. No, no. Just make sure you're paying attention. So it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the evangelists, right? The lion, that's God. That's the gospel of Mark, because John the Baptist comes out roaring like a lion, right? And you have the ox, because Luke, right? Starts off with sacrifice. How about the eagle? Eagle-eyed John, right? John is eagle, right? He soars high in the spiritual life. And what happens? When they proclaim the hymn of praise, have you ever heard of the spiritual exercise of St. Ignatius? We are created to live out this. This is Revelation chapter 4. This is principle and foundation. Because we have praising God. Are you paying attention? What was the responsorial psalm? It's the last psalm in the Bible, which is Psalm 150. If you ever want to learn to praise God, Psalm 150 is probably one of the best psalms of praise, where you get about six verses praising God, praising God, praising God, praising God, praising God, praising God. So as soon as the voice is lifted up, those 24 men sitting on the thrones, what do they do? A little bit of charades here, huh? Okay. So they take their golden crowns off, and it's almost as if they throw it off. Not in a very dainty way, they just throw it off because, hey, now's the time to praise that. Who are they praising? They're praising the King that's in the very center. That King is Jesus Christ. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. What are we going to be celebrating on Sunday? Que viva Cristo Rey. Right? So I've given you a symbolic interpretation. Like the interpretation?
Yes.
It's so beautiful, the Word of God. The more that we meditate, the more God gives us insights into the Word of God. So when we started to read this book, hopefully you'll have a very good memory. Remember what we read? It said, whoever reads this book, which we had our lector reading this. Whoever reads this, the lector today, whoever reads this book is going to be blessed. And it says, whoever listens to it is going to be blessed. Were you listening or did you tune out? Were you? But something even more important, those who put it into practice even more blessed. So we have to read the Word of God, we have to listen to the Word of God, and we have to put in practice the Word of God. Who is our model? The Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary meditated upon the Word of God, and Mary lived out the Word of God. So let's ask Mary for the grace to plumb the depths of the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.